On Capitol Hill, there's a mounting stack of bills, such as new energy policy, the Patients' Bill of Rights, and election reform. They got a lot of attention when they passed the House and Senate, but are languishing in a kind of legislative limbo. In the parlance of Congress, they're in conference, meaning differences between the two chambers' bills have to be worked out to be identical so the president can sign the legislation into law. NPR's David Wellner reports on the stalled bills of the 107th Congress.
President Bush chose an audience of hog ranchers in Iowa the other day to send this message to lawmakers here in Washington.
For good of the economy and for economic security, they need to get me an energy bill. An energy bill that encourages conservation, an energy bill that encourages reasonable, environmentally sound exploration.
The Republican-controlled House passed a White House-inspired, production-oriented energy bill last summer that calls for drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The Democratic-controlled Senate approved its own energy bill 6 weeks ago. It does not allow the Arctic drilling and gives more emphasis to developing alternative energy sources. But there have been no attempts to reconcile the competing bills. Still, House Republican Caucus Leader J.C. Watts denies the energy bill has stalled.
I don't know why anyone wouldn't think there wasn't any momentum for it. I mean, we've been waiting on Senator Daschle for, 9 months? We did our work. We're not kings in the House. We do have a Senate to work with, and that Senate's led by Senator Daschle.
But while the Senate appointed negotiators or conferees to work out differences in the energy bills just a week after passing its version, the House has not yet gotten around to choosing its own conferees. GOP leaders say they'll do that this week. Stephen Wayne of Georgetown University says the White House has actually done very little to get an energy bill out of Congress.
The administration has exercised a very, very weak and tentative hand with respect to Congress. They are not trying to push hard except on their priority legislation, tax, education, increase in the military budget, and now fast track authority.
Fast track, which the Bush administration calls trade promotion authority, has also passed both chambers of Congress. In Iowa, the president seemed annoyed that there's been no progress in getting that legislation enacted.
It is time to quit playing politics with trade promotion. It's time for the House and the Senate to get together and get that bill on my desk.
But Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle complains that while the White House demands action, it has balked at helping broker deals between the House and Senate.
This is an administration that may or may not want a trade bill or may or may not want some of these issues to be completed this year, and I'll leave it to them. If they don't want to do it this way, they can wait in line for the other things that have to be done.
There's a similar standoff going on over so-called Patients' Bill of Rights legislation passed last summer by both chambers, but stalled ever since. Ohio House Republican Rob Portman, who's close to the president, says he's optimistic about ironing out differences soon.
We have been in discussions, as has the White House, directly with Senator Kennedy, really for several months now. And my understanding is the differences are relatively small.
Those differences are over caps that Republicans want placed on the amount for which healthcare organizations can be sued. Majority Leader Daschle accuses those Republicans and the White House of being intransigent.
We're getting very mixed signals, and I don't know that the White House wants to press ahead. They don't appear to want an agreement, and we're left with really no choice, it seems, but to appoint conferees.
And appointing those conferees without a deal first being worked out would spell almost certain death to the Patients' Bill of Rights. But Georgetown's Stephen Wayne says even though Democrats may fail to get bills they favor out of conference, they may still end up gaining something useful for next fall's midterm elections.
What they need are issues, and you get issues by having legislation pass the Senate and getting stuck in the House or stuck in conference.
So Democrats will likely blame House Republicans if the patients' rights and election reform bills die in conference. Republicans are just as likely to fault Senate Democrats if bills on energy, bankruptcy, and trade suffer a similar fate. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.